We read the Word of God together tonight in the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. Mark chapter 10. Our reading tonight begins at verse 35. Verse 35, and the text tonight is made up of verses 46 through 52, the last section of the chapter. Mark 10 at verse 35. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit, one on thy right hand, and the other on thy left hand, in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And now beginning with verse 46, the text for tonight. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. There ends our reading of the Word of God tonight. May the Lord bless our reading of the Holy Scriptures. The miracle of the healing of blind Bartimaeus is recorded in all of the synoptic gospel accounts. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. There are two apparent discrepancies in the narratives. First, whereas Mark and Luke speak of only one blind man, Matthew, in his gospel account, speaks of two blind men. In Luke 18, verse 35, we read, And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. Mark 2 speaks of one blind man. And he alone of all of the gospel writers identifies that blind man by name. He is Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Verse 46. But in distinction from Mark and Luke, Matthew speaks of two blind men. Matthew 20, verse 30. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." The second discrepancy is that whereas Matthew and Mark speak of Jesus performing this miracle as he departed from Jericho, Luke says this, and it came to pass, rather in distinction then from Matthew and Mark, Luke speaks of the miracle being performed as Jesus enters into Jericho. Luke 18, verse 35, and it came to pass that as he was come nigh to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. With regard to the discrepancy concerning the number of blind men, the explanation is simply this, that although there were two blind men, Bartimaeus was the spokesman of the two. And Bartimaeus was undoubtedly the one who especially pressed Jesus for the miracle, for healing him of his blindness. Both were there. Both were miraculously healed by Jesus. But because Bartimaeus was the more forceful of the two in pressing his cause, Bartimaeus alone is referred to by Mark and Luke. That would also fit with the fact that Matthew, of the three of them, was the only one who was an eyewitness of the miracle as a disciple of Jesus Christ at the time. It makes sense, therefore, that Matthew would be the one who would identify two blind men. The discrepancy over whether it was on entering Jericho or on leaving Jericho that Jesus performed the miracle can also be easily explained. The explanation is that Jesus spent the most part of the day in Jericho, preaching and teaching the people. And then late in the day passed out of Jericho. And after going outside of Jericho, met Zacchaeus, who had climbed the sycamore tree in order to see and hear Jesus. As Jesus passed by that sycamore tree, he called Zacchaeus down and went back with Zacchaeus into the city of Jericho and spent the night there in Zacchaeus' house. To his household, Jesus then brought salvation. It was on his return to Jericho with Zacchaeus now that Jesus healed blind Bartimaeus and his companion, who very likely all this time had been crying out to Jesus. Matthew and Mark omit the story of Zacchaeus and thus speak of Jesus healing blind Bartimaeus and his friend after he left Jericho. Luke alone records the incident concerning Zacchaeus. He separates the two events. He tells in one piece the whole story of Zacchaeus, and then he follows it with the whole story concerning the healing of blind Bartimaeus, even though the miracle actually took place in the middle of the incident involving Zacchaeus. He does that so the two incidents will stand by themselves. From Luke's perspective, then, he speaks of Jesus performing the miracle of healing blind Bartimaeus as he went into the city. That is, as he went back into Jericho. What comes out in the miracle is the great faith of the two men who were healed. The great faith, particularly, of Bartimaeus. Jesus calls attention to his faith. Jesus says in our text in verse 52, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Jesus calls attention to his faith, a true faith, a saving faith, a strong faith. Let's look at this miracle together tonight. Jesus' healing of blind Bartimaeus. Let's notice, first of all, an urgent plea. Secondly, a wonderful miracle. And thirdly, an abiding significance. An urgent plea, a wonderful miracle, and an abiding significance. Bartimaeus' urgent plea was, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." He pleaded for mercy. Mercy is help that is desperately needed. Mercy is help that is looked for outside of oneself. The man who cries out for mercy is a man who recognizes that he is utterly unable to help himself. And mercy is help that is looked for, that is undeserved. Help on which the one who cries out for mercy recognizes that he has no claim. Bartimaeus cried out for mercy. Bartimaeus' urgent plea for mercy arose out of his desperate and his helpless condition. Bartimaeus was a beggar, a poor beggar. Bartimaeus was in want, desperate want. He did not have the basic necessities for earthly life. He did not have enough food for this day. He was reduced to begging. His poverty made him absolutely miserable. As an aside, that Bartimaeus and his companion were reduced to begging is a sad commentary on the spiritual condition of God's Israel at this time. It is only another indication of the apostasy that characterized the instituted church of Jesus' day. For begging in the Old Testament, begging in the land of Israel, begging among God's people was forbidden, absolutely forbidden. And it was forbidden because no child of God was to be reduced to this sad circumstance. The poor were to be cared for. their fellow Israelites in various ways, ways established in the Old Testament, civil and ceremonial laws, were to make provision for the poor of their land. It was never to come to it that a fellow Israelite was reduced to begging. That's an indication of how bad things were from a moral and spiritual point of view in the church of that day. And that's always the case. That's true in every age. The church's care for her poor, our care as a congregation for the poor in our fellowship, is a spiritual barometer of the spirituality of our own congregation and of the church. Bartimaeus was a beggar. Bartimaeus was a beggar because he was blind. It was especially Bartimaeus' blindness that was his misery and was the sad circumstance out of which he cried out to Jesus for mercy. He was blind. He could not see. I wonder if any of us who are sighted can really appreciate the affliction, the grievous affliction that blindness is. To be blind, to live in darkness day after day after day. To live in that small, that confined, that very depressing and lonely world that blindness is. That was the world that Bartimaeus lived in. Think about that once. Never seeing a snow-capped mountain. Never seeing a blue sky. Never seeing the waves and water of Lake Michigan. Never seeing the beauty in the springtime of the trees and the flowers as they come to life, bud and blossom. Worse still, never seeing the face of the one you love. Never being able to see the face of your wife or your husband. Your child. Your friend. That's the world. And that's the burden of the blind. That was Bartimaeus' world. As a blind man, of course, Bartimaeus pictures every one of us spiritually. That's the reason, children, for Bartimaeus' blindness. Because Bartimaeus is a picture of every one of us. What we are by nature. We are blind. Spiritually blind. We cannot see. We cannot see God. We cannot see the face of God in Jesus Christ. We cannot see the things of God's kingdom. We cannot see His Word. We cannot know His will. And then add to our spiritual blindness the darkness of our depravity and our sin. We are poor. desperately poor. We do not have the riches of salvation. We do not have the enjoyment of the favor, the blessing, and the fellowship of God, being spiritually poor. We have nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's what Bartimaeus pictured. In his blindness, Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus. Jesus, he said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. What stands out in the account is not only that Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus for the help and mercy that he needed and knew that he needed, but what's emphasized in the account is Bartimaeus's persistence. Over and over again, he cried out, making his appeal for help and mercy to Jesus. He kept it up. He would not quit. He would not be silenced. He persisted, even though Jesus himself did not at first respond to Bartimaeus' cries. It appeared at first that Jesus was altogether indifferent toward Bartimaeus' affliction. It appeared that Jesus coldly ignored Bartimaeus. And still, Bartimaeus kept it up. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He persisted, even though at length a number of people in the crowd tried to hush him up. They were annoyed by Bartimaeus. They rebuked Bartimaeus. Be quiet now. Stop it, will you? We're trying to hear what the Savior has to say. Hush up. And still, Bartimaeus kept it up. Verse 48, the first part. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He was not offended by these followers of Jesus. He persisted in his cry. What explains Bartimaeus' persistence? The explanation is faith. The explanation is a strong faith. Faith knows its need, its desperate need. And faith knows that Jesus Christ alone can satisfy that need. Faith will not be denied. Faith will not be silenced. Faith will not be turned away. Faith will have Jesus Christ and the salvation that alone is to be found in Jesus Christ. Always the plea of faith is Jesus. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Bartimaeus' faith not only comes out in his plea to Jesus and in the persistence of his plea to Jesus, but Bartimaeus' faith also is indicated in his address of Jesus. He speaks of Jesus as the Son of David. That's significant. Twice that's mentioned in the narrative. In verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And the same thing in verse 48. When many in the crowd tried to hush him, he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus is the Son of David. That Bartimaeus confessed, because that's what's going on here. Bartimaeus is openly and publicly giving expression to the conviction of his heart. That's faith and the confession of faith. Bartimaeus confesses that Jesus is the Son of David. And that's significant. That he confesses Jesus to be the Son of David means that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Christ of God, the one who was going to come out of David and from the line of David. That Jesus is the Son of David means that God's promise, His covenant promise, is fulfilled in Jesus. That's the conviction that Bartimaeus has. That Jesus is the Son of David means that all that God has promised in the Old Testament Scriptures is fulfilled in Jesus. Bartimaeus believed the Scriptures, and he believed that those Scriptures, as the Word of God, were fulfilled in the person and the work of Jesus. That's faith. Faith believes the Word of God. And faith believes on the Jesus Christ who is set forth in the Word of God. Bartimaeus had such faith. He was a man of faith. Wrong faith. He had no earthly possessions, not a dime to his name. But he had something of far greater value, eternal value, the one thing that matters. He had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that faith looked to Christ for a miracle. The miracle that he needed. A wonderful miracle. At last Jesus responded and indicated that Bartimaeus should be brought to him. Verse 49. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Significantly, all of the accounts agree that Jesus asked both blind men, what it was that they wanted. We read at the beginning of verse 51, And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Bartimaeus' response, the last part of verse 51, was this, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Lord, that's significant too. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, that no man says that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit in Bartimaeus, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of regeneration, the Spirit who works faith, causing him to believe on Jesus and to confess Jesus as the Lord. What is even more significant is that Bartimaeus did not merely address Jesus as Lord, but as my Lord. That's literally what he says. Bartimaeus addresses Jesus in exactly the same way and with the same words that Mary Magdalene would later addressed Jesus with at the sepulcher on the morning of Jesus' resurrection. What he says is, Rabboni, not just Rabbi, but Rabboni. And that means, my Lord, my Lord. That's faith. Faith does not only know Jesus as Lord, Jesus to be the Lord, but faith knows Jesus as my Lord, the Lord of me personally. That's Bartimaeus' confession, a personal confession of faith. Why did Jesus ask? Why did Jesus ask the two blind men? Why did he ask Bartimaeus, what is it that you want? Why did he ask? When certainly he knew very well what Bartimaeus' condition was and what it was that Bartimaeus urgently sought. Why did Jesus ask? He asked in order to impress on Bartimaeus, first of all, the greatness of his need. He must know his need. But he also asked exactly to cause him to give a testimony publicly concerning his great need and his seeking of the satisfaction of that need in Jesus Christ. The crowd must know the truth that Bartimaeus here confesses. By his question of Bartimaeus, Jesus elicits from Bartimaeus that public confession. The sinner must know, you must know, and I must know thoroughly our misery, our hopeless spiritual condition, our blindness, and our poverty. And if the sinner does not know his misery, neither will he seek his deliverance, the deliverance that he desperately needs. He will not seek that deliverance from Jesus Christ and from Jesus Christ alone. If he does not know his wretched condition, he will never cry out to Jesus, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. This is the first work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the regenerated child of God. This is the first. This is the outstanding evidence of grace, that the sinner knows his sin, knows his misery, knows his need. Bartimaeus did. But that raises a question. Why did Bartimaeus ask that his sight be restored? That was his response. Lord, that I might see again. Wouldn't it have revealed a stronger faith if rather than asking for the recovery of his eyesight, Bartimaeus had asked for the forgiveness of his sins? Wouldn't it have revealed a stronger faith that rather than asking the Lord Jesus to make it possible that he could see again, that he would have the enjoyment of his salvation and the blessings of salvation. Wouldn't that have been rather the indication that Bartimaeus had a strong faith? He didn't ask for the forgiveness of his sins for at least two reasons. He didn't ask for that because he already had that. He already had and enjoyed the forgiveness of his sins. He believed on Jesus, after all. The man who believes on Jesus Christ through faith in Christ has the forgiveness of his sins. But in the second place, Bartimaeus knew very well that if the Lord Jesus would grant this request, this one request, the request for his eyesight, would show mercy on him and grant that plea of his, well then certainly this great and merciful Savior would also give him the assurance of the forgiveness of his sins. In that connection, we mustn't suppose that Bartimaeus' request here was a request of Jesus that he would be able to see again, only so that he would be able, probably for the first time in his life, to see the creation about him. That beautiful sunset, that starry, dark midnight sky, the flowering tulip or whatever other flower. Bartimaeus' request was not sight, eyesight, for sight's sake. Bartimaeus wanted to see because he wanted to see Jesus. That's what he wanted. Wanted more than anything else. To see Jesus. He believed on Jesus. And believing on Jesus, he wanted to see Jesus so that seeing Jesus, he could the more richly enjoy fellowship with Jesus. That's the way it is with earthly blindness. That's the great burden of those who are physically blind. The child of God who experiences that particular affliction, that blindness always robs the blind person of a very important dimension of fellowship. That's the way it is with us, isn't it? Doesn't make fellowship altogether impossible. Not at all. God gives grace to overcome this aspect of this affliction too. But there is that. Imagine that. Never to be able to see your wife. You can talk to her. You can have fellowship with her. But what an important aspect of fellowship is not seeing her face, her beautiful face, the expression on her face, her eyes, and everything else. not to be able to see your child. You can talk to them. You can touch them. But you cannot see them. What a challenge to fellowship there is because of the blindness. And that was the case here. For fuller, for richer fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, on whom he believed, Bartimaeus pleaded for his eyesight. And that you see too, that's the mark of faith. Strong faith. That faith enjoys, faith really lives for fellowship with our Savior Jesus Christ, and through him with God in the covenant of his grace. That friendship, that fellowship, that's priceless to the child of God. It was in the interests of that rich fellowship that Bartimaeus pleaded, "Lord, that I might see." In response to his request, Jesus healed Bartimaeus. Mark tells us that Jesus healed Bartimaeus simply by speaking the word, verse 52. And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Matthew's account is a bit fuller. "So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him." Matthew 20. Verse 34, still today, this is the way, the means by which Jesus restores the spiritual sight of his own, delivers men from their unspeakable darkness and spiritual blindness. He does that through the Word, his Word. The word of the gospel, the word of the cross. The word of the cross, you see, because by nature it is not only the case that we are spiritually blind, but by nature this is the case that we deserve to be blind. Our blindness and darkness is itself the judgment of God on account of our sin. We do not deserve to see God, or in seeing him, to enjoy fellowship and friendship with him. That right is earned for us on the cross of Jesus Christ. By his suffering and by his death, Jesus earns for us, the Son of David, the right to be delivered from the tyranny and the curse of sin. The right to have these spiritual eyes to see Jesus and to fellowship with Jesus. All of the accounts mention the fact that having received his sight, Bartimaeus and his companion followed after Jesus, glorifying God. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. This too is the evidence of faith. Not only confession of Jesus, but also this, that we follow Jesus in the way. That's the way of holiness. That's the way of the keeping of God's commandments. That's the way of doing his will. That's the way of being light ourselves in the midst of a world of darkness. And this is the abiding significance of this miracle, the healing of blind Bartimaeus. We are taught here what for all time are the marks of faith, true faith, saving faith, strong faith. We are taught here what the marks of true and saving faith are so that we may know tonight the genuineness of our own faith in Jesus Christ, so that we may leave tonight ourselves with the assurance that we have such faith. Faith knows its need, its desperate need. Faith looks to Jesus Christ and to Jesus Christ alone for the satisfaction of that need. Faith confesses Jesus Christ, confesses Him openly, confesses Him publicly. Faith delights in Jesus Christ, in friendship with Christ, in fellowship with Him, through His Word, the preaching and teaching of His Word, and His people in the congregation. And faith always follows after Jesus Christ in thankfulness and obedience. What comes out here as the abiding significance of the miracle is also the comfort that the plea of faith is always heard by Christ. Christ heard His cry, and Christ responded to His cry. Bartimaeus was heard by Jesus, and he received from Jesus the thing that he sought, the help and the mercy that he needed. So do we. So do we. So does every sinner. Blind, wretched sinner. Receive help and mercy from Jesus Christ, who seeks it in Jesus Christ. That's His promise. His promise is sure. We have it from Christ tonight in the preaching of His gospel. And we will have it one day in glory. Then we will see Him as now these eyes do not and cannot. Then we will see Him face to face in Jesus Christ, the one on whom now not seeing, we believe, confess, and follow after. And in that day, seeing Him, we will enjoy forever fellowship with Him. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy Word, its comfort and its encouragement. We thank Thee for the saving work of our Lord Jesus Christ, the great Son of David, who has opened by His cross and Spirit our spiritually blind eyes, causing us to see Him, to believe on Him, and taking us up into His fellowship. O God, preserve this faith in us until the great day when we will see Him face to face. Amen.